You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Friday, June 26, 2026. Jambalaya on the Bayou. Big changes ahead for where and how Louisiana refineries get their crude. Published by Housley Carr. The 14 refineries in Louisiana and two just over the state line in southern Arkansas account for almost one-fifth of total U.S. refining capacity and can consume more than 3 million barrels per day of crude oil from a wide range of domestic and foreign production areas. The sourcing of that crude has been shifting over the past few years, and the pace of that shift is picking up as more U.S. Gulf production flows to Texas and less flows to the Bayou State. New pipeline projects increase eastbound and southbound flows into Louisiana, and refineries modify their crude slates to optimize their economics. In today's RBN blog, we begin a series on Louisiana's refineries, the sourcing and delivery of their crude, and the forces that are shaking things up. Everyone except dyed-in-the-wool Texans would admit that their Cajun and Creole neighbors in Louisiana serve better food. A feast of gumbo, jambalaya, and crawfish trumps even the best brisket barbecue, right? They throw better parties, too. Would you really rather go to Worst Fest in New Braunfels than Mardi Gras in the Big Easy? But let's put those Texas versus Louisiana rivalries aside for now, because our focus in this blog series is Louisiana refineries, the crude oil they consume, where that oil comes from, and how it's delivered. As we said in the introduction to today's blog, there are 14 refineries in Louisiana and two in southern Arkansas. Texas has 31. For simplicity's sake, the refineries can be put into one of three geographic buckets. Southeastern Louisiana. The eight refineries there have a combined capacity of more than 2.1 million barrels per day. The largest by far are Marathon Petroleum's 649,000 barrels per day refinery in Garyville and ExxonMobil's 546,000 barrels per day facility in Baton Rouge. Southwestern Louisiana. The three refineries there, owned by Citgo, Phillips 66 and Calcasieu Refining, are all in the Lake Charles area. Their capacities add up to 911,000 barrels per day. Northwestern Louisiana and southern Arkansas. The five refineries there are smaller. The largest is Delek US's 85,000 barrels per day El Dorado refinery, aka the Lion Oil refinery, and two have a capacity of less than 10,000 barrels per day. Their combined capacity is 176,000 barrels per day. As you might expect due to their relative proximity, the refineries in each of the three buckets generally turn to many of the same sources for their crude oil, and use pretty much the same means to deliver oil to their facilities. For example, most of the crude oil used by refineries in southeastern Louisiana is either piped in from the U.S. Gulf, piped in from onshore points to the west, northwest, or north, or shipped in by tanker or barge. Smaller volumes are delivered by rail. In contrast, two of the three refineries in southwestern Louisiana get the vast majority of their oil via three pipelines out of southeastern Texas: Bayou Bridge, Sour Lake, and Zydeco, and the other, Calcasieu Refining's Lake Charles facility, depends almost entirely on waterborne deliveries. The refineries in northwestern Louisiana and southern Arkansas, finally, turn to a combination of piped-in, railed-in, or trucked-in crude for virtually all of their needs. We will discuss all of this in more detail later. For now, to orient ourselves, let's start to review the pipelines that play a role in transporting crude oil to Louisiana refineries. We'll get to about half of them this time and the rest in part two. We'll begin with the pipes that move crude oil produced in the offshore Gulf to the Louisiana coast. There are too many to list and show. Here are a few of the largest. The Poseidon Oil Pipeline System, owned by Genesis Energy, 64%, and Shell, 36%, delivers crude oil from several offshore platforms to Shell's terminal in Houma, Louisiana, and Genesis's terminal in Raceland, Louisiana. The Mars Oil Pipeline System is owned by Shell, 71.5%, and BP, 28.5%. It transports oil from platforms in the Gulf's Mississippi Canyon to the Louisiana Offshore Oil Ports, LOOP, above and Bella Ground Storage Complex in Clovelly, Louisiana. The Amberjack Pipeline System, jointly owned by Shell and Chevron, runs from deepwater projects like Chevron's Anchor and Jack St. Malo to Port Forkin, Louisiana, where it connects with the Mars System, Chevron's Empire Pipeline, which runs to the company's Empire Terminal in Plaquemine Parish, and other pipes. The Proteus/Endymion pipeline system, majority owned by BP, consists of two pipelines: the offshore Proteus pipeline, which transports crude oil from Thunder Horse, Thunder Hawk, and other platforms to a connection with the Endymion pipeline, a nearshore and onshore pipe that runs to Loop's Clovelly storage complex. Note, Proteus also receives crude from the Mattox pipeline, co-owned by Shell, 79%, and INEOS Energy, 21%, which moves oil from its Appomattox platform. The Odyssey pipeline system transports crude from Delta House and other platforms in the Mississippi Canyon area to the mostly onshore Delta pipeline Loop, which runs crude to Chevron's Empire Terminal, Shell's Norco refinery, and other onshore points. The Odyssey system is co-owned by Shell, 71%, and Genesis Energy, 29%. The Delta pipeline Loop is wholly owned by Shell. Other noteworthy pipelines moving crude from the offshore Gulf to points onshore include the Williams Mountaineer, Chevron Breton Sound, Ship Shoal, and Eugene Island. Next, we will discuss the three primary pipelines that transport crude oil into southwestern Louisiana, and in two cases further east and or north, from southeastern Texas: Bayou Bridge Pipeline, Sour Lake Pipeline, and Zydeco Pipeline, as well as the LOEP Pipeline, which moves crude between the LOEP offshore terminal and Loop's Clovelly storage facility, plus a couple of pipelines from the St. James Hub to refineries in southeastern Louisiana. For now, we'll just provide an overview. Later in this series, we will discuss the pipelines, the crude oil they move, and the refineries they deliver to in more detail. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline is the newest of the three pipes, co-owned by Energy Transfer, 60%, and Phillips 66, 40%. The pipeline's 49-mile, 30-inch diameter section from Energy Transfer's Nederland, Texas, hub to Lake Charles came online in 2016, and its 163-mile, 24-inch section from Lake Charles to the crude oil hub in St. James, Louisiana, started up in 2019. Bayou Bridge's current capacity is 480,000 barrels per day, but its owners have announced plans to increase the pipeline's capacity to 600,000 barrels per day in Q1 2027. Unlike the Sour Lake and Zydeco pipelines, which transport only lighter oils, Bayou Bridge can, and does, batch various grades of crude, including light crude from the Permian and Bakken and heavy crude like Western Canadian Select, WCS. Citgo's Sour Lake pipeline transports lighter oils from the company's Sour Lake breakout station in Hardin County, Texas, to Citgo's 496,000 barrels per day Lake Charles refinery. The capacity of the 64-mile, 20-inch pipeline was expanded from 250,000 barrels per day to 320,000 barrels per day in Q4 2025. It receives crude from, among other sources, the Marketlink pipeline and the Permian Express system. The heavier oils consumed at the Citgo refinery are either piped in via Bayou Bridge or floated in by tanker or barge. Again, more details on crude oil and refineries to come in future blogs. The Zydeco pipeline, wholly owned by Shell, is a 350-mile system that runs from terminals in the Houston area to the Port Neches/Nederland area and Houma, where it splits, with one leg going to the St. James Hub and the other to the Clovelly storage complex. The capacity of Zydeco varies along the way, with the Houston to Port Neches/Nederland section capable of moving up to 250,000 barrels per day, and the Port Neches/Nederland to Houma run having a capacity of 375,000 barrels per day. The leg from there to St. James offers a capacity of 270,000 barrels per day, while the run from Houma to Clovelly offers 400,000 barrels per day. Our longtime readers may recall that the Zydeco section between Houston and Houma used to be called the Houma to Houston pipeline, aka HoHo, and flowed east to west until it was reversed and renamed in 2013. The Houma-St. James leg ran from Houma to St. James, as it still does today, and the Houma-Clovelly leg flowed to Houma, not Clovelly. For the most part, the crude oil needs of Citgo's Lake Charles refinery are met by a combination of the Sour Lake and Bayou Bridge pipelines, while the needs of Phillips 66's 278,000 barrels per day refinery in nearby Westlake, Louisiana, are met by a combination of Bayou Bridge and Zydeco. As we noted earlier, the 137,000 barrels per day Calcasieu refining complex in Lake Charles, owned by privately held Transworld Oil, ships in its crude on tankers and barges. Then there's the 2.4 million barrels per day Loop pipeline, aka the main oil line, a bidirectional, 48-inch pipe owned primarily by Shell, 46%, MPLX, 41%, and Valero Energy, 3%. That runs 44 miles between the LOP offshore terminal, which receives and sends out oil on very large crude carriers, VLCCs, and the 72 MMBLL Clovelly storage terminal, which has both underground salt caverns and above-ground tanks. From Clovelly, crude can flow on Loop's 1.7 million barrels per day LOCAP pipeline, also a 48-inch pipe, to the oil hub in St. James. We'll discuss other pipelines out of Clovelly and St. James in upcoming blogs. One last note, There is only one major egress pipeline for crude oil out of southern Louisiana. That would be Chevron's 200,000 barrels per day Cal-Kentucky pipeline from the company's Empire Storage Terminal to its 375,000 barrels per day refinery in Pascagoula, Mississippi. That's just a few of the many crude oil pipelines that keep Louisiana's vast refining industry humming. In the next blog in this series, we will discuss the pipelines that deliver crude to refineries in northwestern Louisiana and southern Arkansas, as well as other pipes that feed the crucial St. James Hub, including the Capline Pipeline, which moves light and heavy crude down from the Patoka Hub in Illinois. After that, our series will continue with a more detailed look at the area's refineries, how flows to them have been shifting over the past few years, why that shift has been accelerating lately, and how refineries across the Bayou State have been modifying their operations in response. Jambalaya, on the Bayou, was written by Hank Williams and Moon Mulliken. Williams started writing the song after hearing Cajuns on the tour bus for the Hattacall Caravan, which Williams was featured in, commenting on how they missed Cajun cooking. The melody of the song is based on the Cajun song Grand Texas. Williams recorded the song at Castle Studio in Nashville in June 1952. Personnel on the record were Hank Williams, vocals, acoustic guitar, Chet Atkins, lead guitar, Chuck Wright bass, Jerry Rivers, fiddle, and Don Helms, steel guitar. Released as a 78 RPM single in July 1952, it went to number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart and remained there for 14 weeks. The song has appeared on numerous Hank Williams compilation albums. Many artists have covered the song, including Joe Stafford, Brenda Lee, Fats Domino, and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. John Fogerty, under the name The Blue Ridge Rangers, released his version as a single in April 1973. It went to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Hank Williams was an American country music singer, songwriter, and musician. He is regarded as one of the most influential progenitors of the genre. When Hank sang a song, America listened. Born in Alabama, he learned guitar from blues musician Rufus Payne. Williams began his career playing in Montgomery area venues and on local radio stations. He put out his first single, Never Again, on Sterling Records in January 1947, and signed a recording contract with MGM Records later that year. He released 12 studio albums, 8 live albums, 25 compilation albums, and 71 singles, and has sold over 40 million records worldwide. Williams is a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Williams died of heart failure in the backseat of an Olympic Blue 1952 Cadillac convertible en route to a show in Canton, Ohio, on January 1, 1953. He was 29 years old.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.